The GPS told the Tierling family that they had reached their destination, but it wasn't only the literal geographical end to a very long journey, and that a journey from one continent to another right at the start of the pandemic. They also felt that it was their final spiritual destination. Hi, I'm April Stewart, Country Guide's Associate Editor. I sat down with Christiane Tierling, co-owner of Lindsay Lake Farms, to catch up on what the family and farm has been up to since we featured them in the pages of our magazine in 2022. In March 2020, the family was set to get on a plane from their farm in Germany to start their new farm in Nova Scotia. It turned out to be quite the modern pioneer adventure, and Country Guide was eager to see how things have turned out. So Lindsay Lake Farms in Nova Scotia with the Tierling family. So for our listeners who didn't get a chance to read about your story in Country Guide, that I think we featured that in 2022, why don't you tell us a little about your journey, big journey, from Germany to Nova Scotia, and not only from Germany to Nova Scotia, but in 2020, right as the pandemic was starting. So I'm sure you've told this story hundreds of times by this point. You must have it. You must have it down pat. But I think also you had to leave one of your sons behind to run the farm because it was difficult to get everything packed up and shipped over, just again, because of the logistics with everything shutting down, really. So tell us a little bit about that adventure.
Yeah, it was a really big adventure. And when we bought the farm in 2019, we had no idea what was in front of us, you know. So we first visited here in 2019, and then we decided to buy the farm and planned the move for the next summer. In March 2020, we started packing one of our first containers in Germany. And just the pandemic slightly, you heard something about, oh, there's something going on, but nobody really was aware of what is going to happen. Right. And so after we had the container packed and it was on its way, we figured, okay, we have to go and get to Canada real quickly. So I went on the phone with Air Canada and I tried to get our flights earlier, a couple days. It took me half an afternoon to get through because all lines were like, okay, it was crazy. And so, yes. And then we had the flights earlier. And in the night before we went to the airport, we had to make a decision because we felt, okay, there's something going on. We have no idea what's going to happen. And so we decided in the night that our oldest son will stay in Germany and take care of the farm at this point because we had to go and get the container unloaded that was on the way. And then as things progressed, yes, we landed here on the first day of lockdown, and everything was just like, oh my God, what's going on now? You know? So after a while, we figured out, okay, this will last for a while, and we are stuck here in Canada. And so was our container as well. After a couple of weeks, we figured out that the container was not as thought coming to Halifax. They just unloaded the ship in Montreal, and our container was stuck in Montreal, and we couldn't go there. And it was just, the nightmare was just unfolding a little bit.
Yeah.
But
that container didn't have like animals or anything on it. No, that was just like your household and equipment
special,
and stuff like that.
Yeah, special equipment, okay. But you know, like getting it from Montreal to Halifax and all this logistics and Nobody was really, you couldn't get anyone on the phone. It was just like the world stopped with all of it.
You know?
And then, okay, then the new situation, our oldest son was in Germany, we were here, and what to do next? How to move forward? And when can we fly back to Germany to make the rest of the move? And so, yeah, there were a lot of things we haven't even thought of.
And nobody would expect anything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was, you know, such a major decision and a major move. And like, yeah, nobody in a million years would have ever drawn the card and said, hey, yeah, let's throw a pandemic into there just to make it a little more interesting. That's crazy. So how did you choose Canada or specifically Nova Scotia? Like why, and what was your reason for wanting to leave Germany? Because you did have a farm there, right?
Yes. But we couldn't grow in Germany at the place where we were living. And so it was always the questions, do we find another farm in Germany, or are we more like, and we always were like, we had that feeling that we would love to be somewhere else and have more space. And like, it was very much bureaucracy in Germany at that point. And we really felt like, okay, maybe there's something, we should do something very different. And our kids, our oldest son was already very into farming. And so like, okay, let's have a look. And we looked around farms on the internet. And, you know, like at this point, the internet was already there to see what's going on in other parts of the world. And we had some things in mind that a farm that we would look after would need to have, you know. So right. We wanted to have water, we wanted to have forest, as we have been in the forestry industry for at least 30 years now. And then we wanted to have pasture and land where we can have animals. We had a deer farm in Germany, and we had the intention to do this somewhere else as well. And so we looked around. At one point, I guess my husband found a farm here in Nova Scotia, and the pictures didn't do the place justice. But we felt like, okay, it seems to have most of the things we want, we would like to have when we go somewhere else. And so we planned a visit to Nova Scotia in April 2019. We landed here with 60 centimeters of snow in the middle of the night, the worst time of the year you can have a visit to a farm.
Yeah.
But when we arrived here, our navigation system showed you have reached your destination. And that was really, we took a picture of that.
That's life.
And it just felt like that, you know?
Right.
It was really like, okay, the lake, the setting, even in the worst part of winter or like, you know, crabby weather, it just felt like, okay, that's the place.
Right. Not just literally here, you've arrived at your GPS coordinates, but yeah. Yes, spiritually or yeah, like this is where we belong. That's cool. Yeah.
Yes. And so, yeah. And then we, the real estate agent was here, you know, and we have expected somebody showing us the farm, but he wanted just to show us the house. And my husband said, well, you know, we want to see the farm. We want to see the pasture. We want, okay, with snow, it's complicated. But my son and my husband, they went out for 2 or 3 hours to investigate what's going on here on the farm and how it looks. And they came back after 3 hours and I was talking to the owners. And they said, yeah, well, that's what we are looking for. And so, yeah, we made an offer and the offer was accepted right away. And so, yeah, that's when the journey starts and the adventure began.
Definitely the adventure and the journey. Oh, boy. So tell us a little bit about Lindsay Lake Farms now. Like, what have you done? I know that there's a new bison herd, I believe, but what are all the things that you have on the farm?
Yes. So, yeah, we recently introduced a whole bison herd in May after years of planning. And originally, as we had deers in Germany, we thought maybe we go into deer farming here as well. But Nova Scotia regulations are sometimes very interesting.
Right. Yeah.
We ended up with looking for bison. We always want to have, or we are like not just doing the normal stuff, and we don't want to go in competition with other farmers here. And we are always looking for our own niche. And so that's why we ended up with bison. And we love the nature, the spirit, and this, you know, it's so supernatural. They are not bred to perfection. They are just still as they are. And they have been long here before us, and they will be hopefully long there when we are already gone. So it's the pure essence of nature, what these animals seem are for us, you know. So we see not just okay, we can use them for meat and produce delicious sausages out of them. It's also their spirit, you know, the strength, the endurance, and the ability to go into the storm, you know, and then you are out there even more with more strength. And, you know, that's the spirit.
Yeah, and that's also, I like that.
That's also what we think to bring to our guests here on the farm. We have this iconic lake. We have a beautiful property here. We are in the middle of nature. There's stillness. There's this, yeah, this breathtaking nature, you know, like we have the most beautiful sunsets, sunrises. And so what we feel here is our home. We also love to share with others that want to connect with nature again, that seek this relaxation or even like the spirit of the bison, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not just an animal, it's their spirit to see them roaming the fields or even like when they're running, you know, like it's just this amazing presence of, of nature.
Yeah.
And so we are our vision is to create a destination, you know, a destination for people that are hungry for authenticity, for having exceptional nature experiences that are customized, that are crafted, you know, to them for their needs and not just for, you know, 100 or thousands of people.
Generic.
Yeah, not generic. So right. That's our uniqueness and our vision here. We are aware that we have found such a beautiful place here. And even like the Muscadabit Valley is a sleeping beauty. Mm-hmm. And so coming from the outside, you sometimes see more than the people that live here, you know. It doesn't mean that this is arrogant or something. It's just you have a different perspective, you know.
Yeah.
And we see that treasure that we are able to live in, and that we it's stewarding the land.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We don't want to use the land. We live with the land, and that's also kind of what we are doing here on the farm. We are everything that we do has this sense of sustainability.
Okay.
We have our own forestry equipment. We use our own lumber for building purposes here on the farm. We have a sawmill. We have the wood that we use for heating our buildings. So it's from the beginning to the end that we try to use as much as possible. And even like with the animals, you know, we are now building a butchery to slaughter them and to make produce delicious meat and sausages, German style, you know, like with our German background.
Yeah.
But use everything as much, you know, from farm to table, from nose to tail, so that nothing is thrown away without you being used. And that's our desire that we have to be as sustainable as possible, and to be very cautious with the things that are given to us, that we are able to live with and to enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a great philosophy to have. Do you find that there's any differences, good or bad? Like, are there things that you could work at or work on when you were in Germany versus Canada that were better there? Or are there some things that are better here versus there? Some things that were easier there, maybe some things are easier here. Some things were more challenging there, maybe some things are more challenging here. Or is there kind of like no real difference on a day to day?
The things that we are doing here on the farm right now wouldn't be possible in Germany as we had the setting.
Okay.
It just feels sometimes the bureaucracy is much more here. Because it's not so, you have to talk to so many different people in order to get an information. that's a little bit better organized in Germany. You know, if you talk to somebody, you know, okay, the problem will be solved right away. They don't refer you to this or that, or, you know, that's kind of, it's, and we are working in so many different industries, from forestry to farming to tourism, you know, and even like catering and all this stuff. So, and sometimes I feel like, when I talk to people, they are not aware of the diversity we have to work with, and they just see their perspective.
Right.
And that's kind of something I really like have a, I'm that little bit
that's
like,
challenging. Yeah.
Yes. It's very challenging because having 30 years of business experience and the background in so many different fields, you have that, you know, right away what you need, you know? But sometimes it's just, and then the language barrier as well. And then people feel like, okay, they are foreigners. And then you have that accent. And, you know, like, and then you just, there's some a draw, and then you are put in that draw, and that it's closed again.
Right.
And that's just not mean, because just my language is not perfect, I don't know what I'm doing, you know?
Right.
That sometimes makes it a little bit hard.
To go ahead as quickly as you would like. That and I mean, business is often frustrating enough when you're focused on just one thing. I can't imagine the the patience it must take to have to deal with, like you said, there's tourism, there's the animal part of it, there's the forestry part of it, there's the sustainability, the environmental part of it. That's a lot of different hats and a lot of different pros and cons. I imagine you have a pretty good team to help you out, because it's you, your husband, excuse me, and your two boys, I think, right? But do you have other people on the team?
And then, our son has a girlfriend, and she's also working on the farm. And then we have one employee. But, you know, for what we are doing, sometimes you would need a team of 20 or 30. You know? and that's what people always amazes the most, is like what we can accomplish within the family, you know, and at it's some kind of how we are. That's our nature. And coming from Europe, where there's so much more competition, we are just used to get things done. You know, we have that, okay, let's get things done. And maybe especially when you're coming from Germany, it just feels like sometimes, okay, when people are looking at us, maybe they think, oh, they are stupid working 24/7, you know? But that's in our blood, that's in our nature. And we have a vision, and we want to get something accomplished, you know? I love the relaxation point, and sometimes the Nova Scotia attitude, like, okay, we can do this tomorrow as well.
Right.
That's great, but when you're doing business, you just want to get things done. And so this is sometimes, and we had to learn, especially during the pandemic, I had to learn patience.
That's I know myself as a very impatient person, that's a really difficult thing to do.
You know, it's just sometimes you feel like, okay, it could be so easy, you know.
It could be, yeah.
It could be so easy, and that's my biggest struggling point. Having so much experience, you are already around the corner when somebody is just
still behind.
Like, and then
catch up, come on.
Yes, and then. I get frustrated because they are frustrated because they think I'm arrogant, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, just, okay, please, just hear what I'm saying and let's get things done, you know? Like, let's work together to make something happen, you know?
Yeah.
What's the fact of trying to stop me when we can work together, you know? And that's what I feel like these days is also a little bit of a problem, that nobody really wants to work together to make something, you know, bring something to life or create something new. It's a,
yeah.
Oh no, this is too, oh no, we don't want that, you know, like, oh no, this is, even like with having the butchery or getting like the federal inspection, oh, this wasn't done 13 years anymore here in Nova Scotia, but that doesn't mean anything, you know?
Right.
We can do it right now and we can work together, but there's nobody there that has the knowledge anymore. And okay, then let's get the knowledge together, you know?
Yeah.
But if we are willing to do things, okay, help us getting there, you know?
Yeah.
Support that.
Yeah.
Let's work together to bring something great to Nova Scotia. Let's work on that, you know? There's need for that. People are looking to buy local food, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, people and even to have the slaughterhouses. I know that's a problem Canada wide. I know that there's I'm in Quebec and Ontario, Quebec, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Newfoundland. I think even there's a place that there's a whole bunch of people who want to have small local places where people can bring their animals because of they know that there's a market there. But there's, as you're saying, there's so much bureaucracy and so much hesitation. Like there's always, it seems many people are afraid to be the one to push the button for yes, okay, let's do this, you know? Yeah.
Absolutely. That's a big part of our society nowadays. And I have a problem with that. To be honest. Yeah, it's just like, okay, you know, we all can be, it all helps us, you know, it makes our life much easier. Or even like everybody's talking about food poisoning and you know, like what's in the food. And here there are local people that want to produce great food, great stuff. Let's help.
Let's
them
do it.
Do that, you know? Yeah. Everybody is talking about it.
And especially since the pandemic, you know, since we were talking about that, especially since then, there was everybody abruptly found out what it was like to not have things on the grocery shelf. And it wasn't just for a day or a week. It was, you know, a month. It was, I was trying to buy silver roof paint for about 2.5 years and it wasn't available, you know? Yes, that's not food, but things can crash pretty quickly. So not having those systems and processes and infrastructures more local, it could be, we hope, you know, that those kind of situations won't happen again. But we don't know.
You never know. And, you know, as much as you can do yourselves, the better it is.
Yeah.
And that's even our vision to be, you know, like we don't want to rely on anybody else. But it would be nice to have people around you that
help
get things done, you know, and see the beauty of having a local producer, you know. Everybody's just talking buy local, buy this, buy that. Yeah. But it's just, you know, it just works. And we are trying to bring it to life. And sometimes it's just frustrating how much roadblocks you're running into every day.
It can be really frustrating.
Yeah.
Family and working really well and really closely together as a family. And that's, I think, definitely has to be a priority when you're working in a family business, you know, whether it's a restaurant or a farm, being able to pull together is key to the success. So at Country Guide, our tagline is your farm, your conversation. So how do you use on-farm, what are your on-farm conversations like? Like, do you guys have just kind of informal conversations as ideas come up and then they just kind of expand and grow? Or do you have some kind of a formal structure where you sit down in family meetings and people throw ideas out there and then you kind of like, you know, discuss the pros and cons? What are the conversations on your farm?
Yeah, that's kind of evolving over the time. You know, when we started that here, our sons were 17 and 11. So at this point, it was basically my husband and myself making decisions, you know. But over the time now, things have evolved. Our oldest son is now 22. He has a girlfriend. They are working on the farm as well. So kind of, you know, from sitting at the table together, having meals together. They are living now not far away from our main house in their own cottage. So basically, the family is getting grown up more, like, you know, they are getting older. So now we have like meetings, we have dinner together or lunch together, where we discuss, okay, what's on the agenda next? What do we want to do? Where we want to be? So it's kind of an evolving thing, you know, like we have to also adopt new structures that we didn't have when it was just my husband and myself. And it's kind of interesting how things change over the years. Sometimes you don't see things. They just, at one point, oh, we haven't seen that like that. Now, okay, let's do this. We are in need of that. You know, we are now in need of a different structure than we were 3 years ago. Like with things growing and getting, you know, more on the farm, that we are building our farm store now. So,
right,
it's pretty sure that we have more employees within the next year, you know. So then we have to make new structures for that.
Yeah.
Then there's always the fact getting people out here means we have to have lodging available. We have to have housing available, you know. So we are lucky that we have a couple farmhouses here, and we had just one renovated for renting it out to guests. But we have two more that we are now renovating for farm workers, you know. So,
nice.
So that we have this ability to have them here on the farm, and not that they have to travel an hour or whatever, you know, to come to work. So, and these are all things that somehow are evolving on the way. And when you're as a family, sometimes you're working. It's always business, you know, and then sometimes you feel like, oh, what about our privacy or some, you know, free time, or I would like to go to the lake and just enjoy swimming, you know. And so there are always questions around that. And the only thing that helps is to be flexible with what comes, you know, to have the flexibility to say, okay, there's now a different need we haven't seen a year ago, and now it's different. So the most important thing with this is also to be very flexible and to see what now is necessary to be now and here, and say, okay, for the future, we will have to look into that and dive deeper into this and have a new structure, you know. So it's kind of always evolving, and it's not, okay, that's done and that's now in stone. No way. Right. We have to be like water and in a stream, you know.
Yeah.
Things
I was
pop
just
up.
Going to say, it's very fluid. So exactly like you're saying, like the water, it's fluid, it's dynamic, it's always moving and shifting and changing. And I guess for you guys, because you've been doing it and you smile the whole time that we're talking about it, it must be, you love it. It's exciting. It's, you know, it's something that you like to wake up every day and have that, oh, what's going to happen today? And what challenges and opportunities are there?
Yeah, it's you know, if you don't have passion and a purpose, it wouldn't make sense, you know. Having this with even like the move, like during a pandemic, without being passionate about it and seeing the vision and have the purpose of getting this, you know, you would like to get see this in the future.
Yes.
And also like being aware that what we did here with the farm, it's not just a project with my husband and myself, you know, it's a multi-generational project that involves our kids and maybe their kids as well, you know.
Yeah.
We took all of our roots out of Germany with the family, you know, and now we planted the roots in Canada. So our family legacy is now Canada. It's not Germany anymore.
Right.
So that's even a difference, you know, and sometimes it also feels like we are modern pioneers somehow.
I like that.
Yeah, it's like when you look back, you know, you hear about the history here in that area. We have Icelandic settlements, you know, and sometimes I feel like these people must have on a different stage maybe, but they had the same problems, you know. And yeah. When I was thinking about emigration, I found like a phrase on the internet from 1700 something, and this guy was saying, you have to be sure that you are born new, you know, that you don't put what you know into place. You need to be flexible, and you need to get into the new culture and adopt the new culture, the best of everything put together to make things happen here. And now it's our focus now on Canada. There's for sure that you are comparing of what you have left and what was there. And there are, like you asked before, there are certain things that, especially when it comes to food.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There's, you know, that there are things that we are missing.
Yeah.
But we have the ability to bring that to Canada as, you know, like an innovative new thing, you know, and we can compare the best of everything together for this farm, for our vision, for the future, and get people to understand that we are not just doing it for us and to make a lot of money. It's also like the passion, you know.
Yeah.
And when there's, you know, like, and when we are successful, then it's great. But it's also not that we are not driven like just, oh, we want to make that much amount of money, you know.
Yeah.
It's about the purpose and bringing the best together. And when we have, like, we see this, we have this vision, I think that's what we are here for.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
That's what I, when I wake up, I know when I look when I look on in the lake, to the lake, you know, and I see this beautiful sunrise, that's the purpose, you know, to be able to live here and to enjoy that and being thankful for what's given to me at this point and give something back, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, you definitely have a very positive attitude, a very adventurous attitude. I think you just said, you know, some of the Icelandic settlers and stuff. Well, you had that type of journey. You know, you had that crazy adventure at the beginning with trying to get stuff here. You know, it made me think of them coming across in boats that took months, you know. So it's a very similar experience. And I think probably they probably had the same idea when they woke up, you know, this is for my family now, my family in the future. They had a vision. You know, I like to think that about my family that came over from Scotland. I like to think that was how they were thinking. So it's nice to see that in a modern attitude and a modern business.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I loved this interview. This was really fun.